Police named 25-year-old Marquise Love a suspect in beating of Portland man. By Christina Wong on August 18, 2020. The Portland Police Bureau on Tuesday named 25-year-old Marquise Love as a suspect in the beating of a man in Portland by rioters on Sunday evening. The PPB said in a statement. Yesterday, the Portland Police Bureau, PPB, began investigation of an assault that occurred in the downtown area where an adult male associated to a white pickup truck was violently assaulted. Investigators positively identified the suspect as 25-year-old Marquise Love. Investigators made attempts to contact Love but could not locate him. Love was allegedly captured on video kicking the victim in the head as he sat on the ground after being beaten by several rioters, knocking the man unconscious. Police said investigators are looking for Love and have probable cause for his arrest. They also urged the public not to contact him. After 4chan users identified him on Monday and posted his name and Facebook profile on social media. PPB investigators have been made aware of attempts by members of the public to contact Love after possible personal information was posted online. Investigators urge the public to not do this as it can be dangerous. Also, the information circulating on social media is not always accurate, they said. Love's Facebook page showed he listed himself as an armed security guard at Portland International Airport. In one video of the assault, Love is seen wearing a vest that said security on it. In one Facebook photo, Love was wearing the same or a similar-looking vest. According to the Post-Millennial, Love was previously charged with fourth-degree assault and harassment in a 2017 domestic violence casebook at Washington County Community Corrections Center in Hillsboro, Oregon. The PPB also said the victim, identified on social media as Adam Hayner, has been released from the hospital and is recovering, despite rumors that he is not recovering or dead. The PPB said investigators are still trying to locate a transgender female who was robbed in the area of Southwest Taylor Street and 4th Ave, where the incident began. That person's identity is unknown, police said. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Detective Brent Christensen at 503-823-2087 or at brent.christensen@portlandoregon.gov. The transgender woman was seen on video interacting with, and later being beaten, by the same group that allegedly beat Hayner. In other videos, she is sitting on the ground begging for her belongings back. Hayner appears to be in one video consoling her. In an earlier press release, the PPB said Hayner may have been trying to help her. PPB Chief Chuck Lovell said in a statement, "The Portland Police Bureau is taking this assault and other incidents of violence extremely seriously. Our detectives continue to investigate this assault as well as other acts of violence directed toward protesters, but we need more than just videos from social media. In order to hold individuals responsible for criminal acts, we need the public to provide information and refrain from tampering with evidence." The beating occurred around 10:27 p.m. on Sunday, police said in an earlier statement. They said they received a call that protesters chased a white Ford 4x4, which has crashed at that location and protesters drug him out of car. Another witness called and reported that 9 to 10 people were beating the guy. Responding officers found Hayner unconscious with injuries. The police provided in an earlier release chronological links to videos of events leading up to the beating, posted on Twitter by journalists, warning graphic. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.